This is Your Money Matters, and you might get more of it next year than you realize. Stephen A. Leahy joining us right now. And Stephen, I know you don't like saying the IRS did something good, but did the IRS do something good?
No.
What are you talking about?
Okay, so here's why, John. This has been in effect since 1981, that every year the IRS adjusts the brackets according to the CPI. So this happens every year.
Ah.
And why are they making a big deal about it this year? I don't know.
Well, it's because the CPI is so high, Stephen. Yeah. So you're just saying this is perfunctory as opposed to really helping us out. This is good old Grandpa IRS with a little handout for us.
Exactly. They're required by law to do it.
Okay.
They have to do it.
All right.
And I don't know why they're making a big deal about it. I don't know if you know this, that just 2 weeks ago or something, they raised the COLA for Social Security people, right? So if you're in Social Security, you're going to get more money. 8.7% they raised it.
Mm-hmm.
This raised the brackets 7%. So actually, we're 1.7% behind.
I thought I had you, Stephen, with some love for the IRS, and here I am disappointed. Okay, so anyways, the way this works is each bracket goes up roughly 7%. So
correct.
You might be able to stay in a lower bracket longer, I guess you could say, because it's a progressive tax, so you don't automatically get everything put into a higher bracket. It's the dollar amount over a certain amount, right?
Exactly. So I think we have 7 brackets. And as it raises, the first 11,000, if you're single, you tax at 10%. The next, you're taxed at 12%, and then it goes up from there. And that's why he always says, well, if you go to the next bracket, you're going to pay whatever everybody else in the other brackets pay. Only the amount that goes into that new bracket is what you pay the increase about.
Okay. We also see the standard deduction going up. Is that also mandated by law?
The answer is yes. Oh. It's mandated by law. Oh. It's part of the. It's now. Remember, it was a couple of years ago. They nearly doubled the standard deductions, and the whole point was to try to make tax returns easier.
Which is true. It did.
It did, because you don't have to take these deductions. You don't have to itemize the deductions. They doubled it, and so they're probably better than your itemized deductions, and so. But so they're raising those too, and as part of the 1981 law. Remember what was happening in 1981? That that's when inflation was at 14%,
right?
And that was the creep that everybody called the bracket creep. So people were, and that was after many years. So 3, 4, 5 years in a row of 10% inflation. All of a sudden, you're paying a lot more in taxes, and so this was designed to offset that. So the brackets kind of creep up with the inflation, so you're never really paying more money in taxes than you were the year before.
That makes sense. And by the way, Stephen, you said that 3, 4, 5 years in a row. I actually looked back once recently at the inflation rate through the 70s. Oh, my goodness, you people went through some stuff. Because it was like 7 or 8 years of nearly double digits. And even some of the outlier years in the early to mid-70s and the early 80s were still at like 5, 6, 7%. I mean, what we're going through right now is nothing compared to that.
Agreed. Not yet. I had to say, I remember when Gerald Ford had the win buttons, whip inflation now. And it didn't work, right? Because the next president and then the next president, they still had inflation.
Exactly. Okay. Stephen Leahy, you ready to talk about some more things?
Sure.
I'm glad you are. We're going to take a break, though, first, so you can relax on that, because he sent me another article about the IRS, and I don't know if he's going to like this one or not. I didn't give out the website and the phone number for you. That was rude of me. WGNTaxman.com is where you can access all that's in Stephen's brain. That's a tough road to go into, but you can get a lot in Stephen's brain at WGNTaxman.com. Stephen, what number do you want people to reach you at if they got any issues with the IRS?
If you have a question, call me at 312-664-6649.
Say that one more time just for radio. 312.
Sure. 312-664-6649.
That's easy to remember. Okay, thank you, Stephen. Hey, I'm going to really quickly tell everyone about our monthly Your Hometown series. It highlights a town and what makes that town unique, from the people, the places, the businesses, to the hidden gems. I'm very excited because I've already gone out and toured this town for our video. And it is Naperville. That's next Thursday, October 27th. Stephen, you like Naperville, right?
Yeah, beautiful place.
Beautiful. 28 miles west of the city, originally founded by Joseph Naper in 1831. That was the first year that Stephen started working in the tax world. And originally called Naper Settlement, today it's frequently named a top community to live and work. And Naper Settlement is there. We stop by with all these awesome history museums, like an outdoor history museum. The River Walk is great. And so next Thursday, we're going to walk and talk to everybody next Thursday for Naperville. And we're going to talk to the folks here on this show from Solemn Oath Brewery, because I love to talk beer anytime I can. Your Hometown featuring Naperville, sponsored by the city of Naperville, Catch 35. Ooh, I went there, Stephen, in Naperville. It was so good. Catch 35, the food was incredible. Hearing Health Center.
Great place.
Hearing Health Center, McDonald's, and Naper Settlement. I just wanted to involve you in that read, Stephen.
Well, thank you.
No, no problem. Okay, so we talked about the IRS changing the brackets. Stephen reminded us, poured cold water on my love for the IRS, because it turns out they are legally obligated to do so. A couple other loose ends. In 2023, it looks like individuals can transfer more of their wealth to their heirs, $12.92 million, without triggering a federal estate tax bill. And also the tax-free gift. We get so many questions about that, Stephen. Filers can give away $17,000 per recipient without reducing their lifetime exclusion.
And the lifetime exclusion, I don't remember what it is at the top of my head, but it's very large.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's 12.92%. So, yeah. Or 12.92 billion. Okay, so you told me an article that was interesting. As the IRS continues to navigate the world of crypto and other digital things, they have a new rule, right?
They do have actually a new definition, right? So about 3 years ago, they put it on your tax return for the first time, but it was on Schedule A, I believe, or maybe Schedule 1. And it asked you, hey, have you bought virtual currency, they called it. And you had to answer yes or no on that. Then they moved it to the first page of your 1040. So when you have a 1040 report form, right underneath your name, they ask you this, the first question they ask you, have you traded currency, a virtual currency? But now they're changing the name. The name is now digital assets. And of course, it's broader now because they're trying to include things like NFTs, right? Mm-hmm. Non-fungible tokens. And that was a big, the value, overall value of traded NFTs is phenomenal in the last 2 years.
Right. So if people were trying to squirrel away that money because, oh, that's not a currency, well, bam, now they're saying any digital asset. Okay, that kind of makes sense.
Exactly. And, of course, there's a big battle going on in government about who's going to regulate it. They don't know yet.
Right. We had a texter from the 630. They said, with the bracket expansion, what year is this? Is this 23 filing for 22 or 24 filing for 23?
It's filing in 24 for 23.
But you'll notice it on sometime. You might notice it on your paycheck immediately, right?
Exactly. They'll change the deductions for your paycheck right away.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you'll
starting January 1st, actually.
Yeah, January 1st, you'll notice the change. And then in 2024, then you'll be fixing the 2023 numbers at the higher bracket.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
312-91.
It'll be in there automatically, right?
Right. Exactly. 312-91-7200. If you have any last minute questions here for Stephen A. Leahy, WGNTaxman.com. 312-664-6649 is where you can reach him. Do we have any more guidance on what's happening with new hires? Do we know this 87,000 number has been around and we talked about it, Stephen. Do we know how quickly this hiring is happening, if it's going to be for the next audit season or no? Do we have any idea?
We don't, because they're coming out with a new report. They were given 6 months, the IRS, to come out with a new report to tell them how they're going to spend the money. And that's mandated by the law. And so we should be expecting a report anytime. The commissioner of the IRS is also, they're looking to get rid of him. He was appointed by Trump, and they want to put their own person in. And so that he should be getting... They're coming down on the administration because they haven't put anybody up yet. But that's the next big thing that's going to happen with the IRS. They're going to change commissioners, and then this report's going to come out about how they're going to spend that money.
Okay. 708 wanted to know, is it better to file, what is married filed separately, basically? What why would people want to do that?
Well, sometimes people do that to shield their spouse. So if I'm going to owe money to the IRS and I don't want my spouse to be liable for that, then I might file separately from her. But usually if you file separately, then you're going to pay more taxes.
708 wants to know, is it true that if you file your taxes through a professional, the chances of being audited are greatly reduced?
The answer is yes.
Right.
Why is that? Because you have a professional third party with their license on the line attesting to what's on that return. So yes, I would say if you have a lot of deductions, if you're making a lot of money, if you have a business, you probably shouldn't do your own return.
Okay. The 224 wants to know, what changes were done for 2022 for filing in 2023? I imagine it was a lesser amount because of inflation. They moved the brackets more slightly because inflation last year wasn't that much. And then there were a few other things. I think the charitable deduction went up to 800 a couple, I want to say. I'll try and get the exact number. But just small changes, right, Stephen?
Exactly. And again, that's mandated by the law.
You won't even let me give them an inch of credit.
I knew I was going to burst your bubble.
312-981-7200. How hard is it to establish a business tax-wise? That's kind of a loaded question and a short one, but I guess it's a good one.
Well, it is, but it is a good one, because I like that question, because you should be thinking about that if you're starting a business. Too many people start a business and they don't think about that. Right, and you should think about the structure of your business. How are you going to keep records? All of that, because all that's going to matter when you're going to pay taxes. Who pays the most taxes in our society? Small business people, because they don't plan.
Yeah, they don't plan. And as we've talked about so many times, the small business owner is usually really good at what they do for that small business, right? It's why they are excelling in doing that. And then what they're not so good at is the numbers, because they aren't a numbers person, which is why you call Stephen and his folks.
Exactly.
And really, why worry about it?
Exactly. Get a professional.
Yeah, for sure. WGNTaxman.com. Or you can call Stephen, 312-664-6649. Stephen, it's always good to talk to you, my friend. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me, John.
Next time you come on, you have to tell me one nice thing about the IRS, okay?
I'll search for something.
You're on notice, okay? Thanks, Stephen.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. Yeah, he likes that one. We'll see if he comes up with it.